And finally today, a reason to open your mail. Over the past few weeks, more than 10,000 people around the world have been receiving a special delivery. It's a box set of golden records modeled after the one sent into space aboard NASA's Voyager spacecraft 40 years ago. The new terrestrial set was funded through Kickstarter, and as NPR's Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi reports, it is the first time the Voyager's golden record is being released on vinyl to the public.
The golden record is basically a 90-minute interstellar mixtape. A message from the people of Earth to any extraterrestrial passersby who might stumble upon one of the two Voyager spaceships at some point over the next couple billion years.
Hola y saludos a todos.
Sawadika, sahai nai torani pon.
Salvete qui cumque estis.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
In addition to greetings, the records also contain sounds from nature and photographs encoded into the record's grooves. But mostly, it was music.
We were gathering a representation of the music of the entire Earth. That's an incredible wealth of great stuff.
That's Timothy Ferris, veteran science writer and music journalist, and the original producer of the Voyager record. In the late 1970s, Ferris was recruited by his friend Carl Sagan to help create the records and select the music.
I really had only two criteria. One was, let's cast a wide net. Let's try to get music from all over the planet. And secondly, let's make a good record.
That meant weeks of late-night listening sessions amidst towering stacks of vinyl LPs.
Yeah, we were almost physically drowning in records.
The final selection, which was engraved in copper and plated in gold, included opera, rock and roll, blues, classical music, and field recordings, selected by ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax. Timothy Ferris says that many on the Voyager team expected and hoped for the record to be commercially released after the spacecraft left Earth.
Carl Sagan many times tried to interest record labels in releasing Voyager. It never worked.
Because the music was owned by several different record labels. And except for a CD-ROM released in the early 90s, the record went largely unheard by the wider world.
I was 7 years old when the Voyagers launched.
David Peskovitz is a technologist and journalist.
When you're 7 years old and you hear that a group of people created a phonograph record as a message for possible extraterrestrials, it sparks the imagination.
Peskovitz eventually set his sights on making the golden record available to an earthly audience. He teamed up with Tim Daly, a record store manager at Amoeba Music in San Francisco, and approached his former graduate school professor, the very same Timothy Ferris, who gave his blessing with one important caveat.
You can't release a record without remastering it, and you can't remaster it without locating the master.
That turned out to be a taller order than expected. The original records were mastered in a CBS studio, which was later acquired by Sony, and the master tapes descended into Sony's vaults. After months of waiting, Peskovitz and Daly finally got word that one of Sony's archivists had found the master tapes. Peskovitz remembers the moment when they heard them for the first time.
They hit play and the sounds of the Solomon Islands panpipes and Bach and Beethoven and Chuck Berry and the blues washed over us. It was a very moving and sublime experience.
A sublime experience deserved a sublime reissue, says Amoeba Music's Tim Daly.
I mean, if you do a golden record box set, you have to do it on, you know, gold vinyl.
They put the project on Kickstarter and expected it mostly to sell to vinyl collectors, space nerds, and audiophiles.
And, you know, frankly, we just kind of underestimated the appeal of this. The internet was just on fire talking about this thing.
They blew past their initial funding goal in 2 days, eventually raising more than $1.3 million. Making it the most successful musical Kickstarter campaign ever. Last week, Timothy Ferris got his box set in the mail, and he says that his friend, the late Carl Sagan, would be delighted.
I think this record exceeds Carl's not only expectations, but probably his highest hopes for a release of the Voyager record, and I'm glad that these folks were finally able to make it happen.
David Peskovitz says he's just glad to have returned the golden record to the world that created it.
As much as it was a gift from humanity to the cosmos, it was really a gift to humanity as well. It's a reminder of what we can accomplish when we're at our best.
At a moment of political division and media oversaturation, David Peskovitz and Tim Daly say they hope that their golden record can offer a chance for people to slow down for a moment, to gather around the turntable and bask in the crackly sounds of what Carl Sagan called this pale blue dot. Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi, NPR News.